The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There is no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, that sound means it's time to head behind the scenes of another movie classic. And this week, we're not going too far back in the decades. This is the 2006 British comedy drama, The History Boys. Have a listen.
Oh, come on, boys. Don't sulk.
We don't know who we are, sir. Your class or Mr. Irwin's.
Does it matter?
Oh, yes, sir. Depends if you want us thoughtful or smart.
He wants you civil, you rancid little turd.
Hitting us, sir, you're a witness. He could be sacked.
I thought we might talk about the Holocaust.
Good gracious. How can you teach the Holocaust?
Well, that would do as a question. Can you? Should you teach the Holocaust? Anybody? Come on.
It has origins. It has consequences. It's a subject like any other.
Not like any other, surely. Not like any other at all.
No, but it's a topic.
They go on school trips there nowadays, don't they? Auschwitz, Dachau. What's always concerned me is where do they have their sandwiches, drink their Cokes?
The visitor centre, it's like anywhere else.
Yeah, but do they take pictures of each other there? Are they smiling? Do they hold hands? Nothing is appropriate.
Nothing is appropriate. That's a clip from The History Boys. And television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes, has chosen to go behind the scenes on this one. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. It's just such an extraordinary film because it was a great play. The play came out in 2005 and it swept the boards everywhere. It opened in the West End and it won Best Play. It opened on Broadway. It won Best Play, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress in a Featured Role, like won 6 out of the 7 nominations. And then they decided, well, let's keep the cast together, let's use the same director, and let's turn it into a film. And it's written by the great Alan Bennett. Everybody knows him from writing his Talking Heads and An Englishman Abroad, The Queen. He's written so many extraordinary things. But to write this, and it's set in a school in Sheffield in 1983. The soundtrack absolutely knocks it out of the park. New Order, The Smiths, The Clash, Echo and the Bunnymen, The Cure, Pig Bag. So the soundtrack is amazing. But it's these young guys in a kind of a hothouse where a group of them, you know, if you're blessed coming up through school, if you're lucky to have a bunch of guys who also want to get on, and you all work together to get on. And this film is about that. It's about guys who want to get on. It's not about people who just throw in the towel and give up. It's about celebrating the quest for knowledge. And the young guys want to go to Oxford or Cambridge, and they're from Sheffield. So they're all having to apply for scholarships or places. And the film concerns itself with the dramas between these young fellas because they're all, you know, dare I say it, horny young fellas. They're crazy teens and they're up to all sorts of shenanigans. But there's a lot of undercurrents of competition and jostling for position in the group dynamic. So it is, the cast are magnificent. And it's where James Corden came from. James Corden plays the really fat young guy in the play and then in the film. But when they were on Broadway, he played it in the West End and on Broadway. And when they were on Broadway, James, in his dressing room, wrote Gavin and Stacey. That's, he co-wrote it. That's where that came from. So the whole buzz on the film is quite magnificent.
Now, we'll hear another clip. Will you set the scene for us?
Okay, so they have their teacher who is teaching them general studies, and that's Richard Griffiths, and he went on to win the Best Actor Tony and everything. And they bring in another teacher to try and get them ready for Oxford and Cambridge. But their main teacher at the time is a Mrs. Dorothy Lintott, as played by Frances de la Tour. And it's an all-male environment. It's all males going for the scholarships. And it just gets under her skin.
I hesitate to mention this, lest it occasion a sophisticated groan. But it may not have crossed your minds, but one of the dons who interviews you may be a woman. I'm reluctant at this stage in the game to expose you to new ideas, but having taught you all history on a strictly non-gender orientated basis, I just wonder whether it occurs to any of you how dispiriting this can be. Am I embarrassing you?
A bit, miss. It's not our fault, it's just the way it is.
The world is everything that is the case, miss. It's Wittgenstein, miss.
Yes, yes, I know it's Wittgenstein, thank you. Can you for a moment imagine how depressing it is to teach five centuries of masculine ineptitude?
So it is a drama, but it is definitely a comedy.
Oh, there's definitely the darkness in the comedy, but a lightness of touch from Alan Bennett. And just to watch the cast play it out, because underneath there's the Richard Griffiths, who plays Hector, the affable old guy, there's a sinister side to it, because at the end of the lessons, and in the lessons, like, he teaches them that they play out scenes from romantic films and they play out scenes from literature. And then he always offers one of them a lift home on his motorbike. And the lift home on the motorbike usually means that at some stage on the journey, his hand will come back to the pillion passenger and touch them inappropriately. So by today's standard, that is so shocking. The boys themselves in the film all regard it as a bit of a joke. None of them realize how serious it is. None of them realize that they're actually being assaulted, because they all just go along with it for the lark. And so it's not made light of at all. And when it's brought to the attention of the headmaster, it blows the gasket, because Hector is told to retire, get out. And so the boys are all wondering what's going to happen to him. And he comes to a very tragic end. So I just find that this film, it's really thoughtful. It's thoughtful about who we are and the whole role of education. And I think it's an important film to see, The History Boys.
All right, Bill, look, thank you very much for that. This is apropos of nothing, but you might be interested to learn that Prince Charles has tested positive for the coronavirus. There you are. I just thought I'd throw that in. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much for joining us.